May 9th, 1905. The soul who is united to grace can do what death must do to her nature. Continuing in my usual state, it seemed to me that my adorable Jesus was coming out from within my interior, and with sweet and affable voice he was saying, "And why, my daughter, can the soul united to grace not do in advance everything that death must do to her nature? That is, making it die in advance, out of love for God, to everything to which it will have to die. But only those who dwell continuously with my grace come to have this blessed death, because by living with God, it is easier for them to die to everything that is fleeting. And as the soul lives with God and dies to all the rest, her very nature comes to anticipate the privileges which must enrich her at the resurrection. That is, she will feel spiritualized, deified, and incorruptible. In addition to all the goods in which the soul will take part, feeling herself the partaker in all the privileges of divine life. In addition to this, there is the distinction of glory which these souls will have in heaven. They will be so different from the others, as heaven is different from the earth." Having said this, he disappeared.